The recently passed Inflation Reduction Act revived the national conversation around the price of insulin. The bill takes some steps to cap out-of-pocket costs for the life-saving diabetics drug, but as Mitch Leegan reports, advocates say it doesn't do enough, and many Hoosiers will continue struggling to afford insulin.
For Covington resident Molly King, mealtime often becomes a math problem. Today, she's figuring out a pork salad.
So this one, 3 grams, serving size is 3 cups.
King is a type 1 diabetic, which means her body doesn't create insulin, the hormone that regulates blood sugar. Without it, she could have serious medical problems, including blindness or even death.
I use a long-acting insulin that I take twice a day. The short-acting insulin that I take is what changes based on my food intake and my current glucose numbers.
King is one of an estimated 1 million Hoosiers living with diabetes. Not all diabetics need insulin, but she says for those who do, it's become increasingly difficult to acquire. Since she was first diagnosed with diabetes in 2010, the monthly cost of her insulin medication has jumped from about $300 to over $1,000 today.
I'm 30 and I live with my parents because my medication is so expensive. I knew financially I couldn't. I would either have to choose to pay my bills or pay my rent or keep myself alive for another month.
King's situation isn't unique. The price of insulin has more than tripled in the last 2 decades. Shayna Casper is the policy manager for T1 International, a nonprofit that advocates for affordable insulin access. She says during the same time, the 3 major insulin providers, Sanofi, Novo Nordisk, and Indianapolis-based Eli Lilly, raised their prices nearly in lockstep.
They have this captive market, so they can charge whatever they want and rake in extraordinary profits. Insulin only costs about $6 a vial to produce, and yet each vial is over $300 if bought out of pocket at the pharmacy counter.
The companies say the prices are due to the U.S.'s complicated medical landscape, and people generally don't have to pay full list price. The Inflation Reduction Act had the potential to make major changes to insulin prices, but by the time it made its way to President Biden's desk, King, Casper, and other advocates were left disappointed.
It does not help the majority of people with insulin needs, and so we're still pushing for a total retail cap and not just a Medicaid or Medicare cap or an insurance copay cap. We want a price cap.
The bill contains a $35 insurance copay cap for people on Medicare, but an initial version of the bill contained a section that would have applied to those on private insurance too. Most Senate Republicans voted against it, including Indiana's. They said it would have violated budget rules. Insulin advocates say a price cap would help everyone who needs insulin. A copay cap only helps people who have insurance and still allows for drug companies to charge what they want.
We know that 1 out of 4 patients with diabetes has rationed insulin due to cost. And we think that number is probably even an undercount because a lot of folks don't recognize that what they're doing is rationing.
In a statement, Eli Lilly said it was in favor of the private $35 copay cap that failed in the Senate. It also said anyone can buy their monthly prescription of insulin for no more than $35 through its discount programs. But, as IU Health nurse practitioner Henna Shaw will tell you, those insulin discount programs are often difficult to navigate.
If you are not already established with a primary care provider, or if you're not already seeing a diabetes specialist elsewhere, it is difficult to access because most people can't navigate those resources on their own.
King isn't on a Lilly brand of insulin, and she's exhausted the discount options available to her, so she'll continue paying $1,000 a month for her medication. She's happy to see Congress take some action on insulin prices, but says it's a long way from making a difference for most Hoosiers. For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Leegan.